This edition of The Wellness Prescription is brought to you by Healthy Planet, helping the people of the world to live healthy lives.
Welcome to The Wellness Prescription on 105.9 The Region. I'm Dr. Claudia. Thank you for joining me today. Are you truly happy? What is happiness and can you manifest it? These are some of the deep questions we will discuss today with my guests, Erica Corman, author and spiritual life expert, and Robert Mack, happiness expert and author. Thank you guys both for joining me.
Thanks today. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm not sure who wants to answer this question. Maybe Rob, should we be asking ourselves the question, am I happy?
You know, I think it was Aristotle who said, happiness is the meaning and purpose of life, the whole end and aim of human existence. We have lots of other words to describe happiness, like joy and peace and sometimes success. But I think it's an important question to ask yourself, you know, are you living a life of flourishing and thriving?
I mean, I think for the most part, we all think that we're happy until we're actually aware that we're not. So is there a moment in your life where you woke up and said, you know what? I'm actually not happy. And what can I do in my life, for example, to make me happy? Can we manifest that happiness?
My first memories of being alive at like 6 or 7 were memories of being deeply unhappy and depressed and anxious and stressed out. And I always thought I would grow out of it. And despite doing well athletically and academically, and even actually having a few friends and doing well financially, I just became more and more depressed. And I got to a place where I was deeply suicidal. And I even had a suicidal experience. And strangely enough, it was in that suicidal experience when I sort of dug this knife into my wrist that I began to experience the kind of joy and peace and love, ironically, that you never expect to experience in a moment like that. And it's at that point that my life began to change because I committed to really trying to become much happier. For me, most of my life was spent deeply unhappy. And it was at the moment when I couldn't take it anymore that I began to pivot.
Yeah. Now, Erica, so I know, you know, your book All Is Well is amazing because it reminds us that, you know, we are exactly where we need to be in the very moment of our lives. But when it comes to the question of happiness, is it something that you think we can manifest? Is it something that, you know, it should be transient because we need to have all the feels, we need to have all the emotions that we should be experiencing in our lives every day?
My main passion and goal as of now is to teach the world self-love. And that is where I think I use the word joy over happiness, I guess, just in my terminology, because my goal for me and the world and everyone I work with is joy that, like Rob said, that comes from peace, ease. And you said, can we manifest it? Yeah, I think it's an experience of going within. Like Rob said, it doesn't come, you know, I forgot we had so much in common with this, was miserable, depressed, major trauma, suicidal a couple of times in my life. Nothing comes from the outside. So it didn't matter everything that I had on the outside, and I had a lot. So it's finding this inner peace, joy, ease. And for me, that came from really slowing it all down, meditation, going within. I did a lot and I'm still doing, you know, it's an inner journey every single day, doing very inner deep child healing. So I do think we can manifest this with ease, with love for ourselves, with patience for ourselves, with forgiveness. That's a big one, forgiving ourselves first. And for me, that came from slowing down, meditation, love, still working at it every day of my life.
I like that you both allude to the fact that it's a constant work in progress. So I think that leads me to the question of, is that the reason why we look for happiness or joy in all the wrong places? So for example, you know, some of us are looking for joy and happiness in material things. Some of us are looking for it in other relationships. Some of us, you know, we're looking for it where we shouldn't be. But if we actually start looking within, that's where the true happiness and joy lies.
The brain is really wired and designed for survival, not necessarily happiness, right? So it's designed to keep us alive. And so its job is to look for problems to solve. And when it can't find problems to solve, it will create them. And that's why we can have the most perfect lives and still feel like our lives are very problematic and unhappy. And so that's the first sort of piece, is that the human brain is designed or wired for survival, not happiness, which means that we seek and try to solve problems. The second piece is that most of the people that surround us are also wired in the same way. And unless you do that deep inner work that Erica alluded to earlier, you tend to continue to confirm this negativity bias that we all have built into our brains. That's another way of talking about it. It's a sort of psychological cognitive bias that just kind of encourages us or invites us to look for the negative and the problems in everything, again, in order to keep us alive. And so those two factors combined can make it feel very difficult to be happy for very long, despite having a very phenomenal life. So you want to intervene on your own behalf, and you want to begin to take some of the steps that Erica mentioned earlier around, you know, going within and coming sort of to see increasingly that happiness, true happiness, is unconditional. It's not contingent or dependent or based on anybody or anything else, even though it might feel that way at times. And you have a lot more control, I'd say, ultimately, total control over how happy or unhappy you are. But it does take some practice, and it does take an investment of energy.
I love that. And I guess, and that's another reason why I so value the time that we spend on air together. And Erica, I think that kind of ties in with all of the work that you're doing with self-love and teaching us to just love ourselves and appreciate ourselves. And I think last time we spoke, it was also about being proud of how far you've come as a human being in this landscape of this, you know, kind of unstable world. We just have to learn to love each other. What does that look like?
Yeah, you know, my answer often is meditation, like I said earlier, because for me, my lesson in this lifetime is patience, one of my biggest lessons. And that's why, you know, I was in New York City for so many years, running around like a lunatic, you know, unregulated nervous system, so ungrounded. So number one, just finding your peace and calm, and slowing it all down. You know, another one of my biggies is just getting in alignment, which, you know, I know we throw out all these words, so it's like, what is that? For me, and how I teach it to others, it's following your heart and soul and what feels good to you and what lights you up, and having boundaries. I know we talked about this a lot before, the last time I was on your show, and saying no to everything that isn't that. Because I spent a whole lifetime not, I only talk about anything I've experienced and try to practice and live what I preach every day. I spent a whole lifetime not doing that, and I was physically and mentally very unwell from it. So when we're all in alignment and doing and feeling and being with what lights us up, things just work well, better, with ease, with peace. Imagine we were all doing that. And we start to really love ourselves through following our soul and our heart. That would be my first step.
That is the starting point. So you describe this process, and you know, you were like, let's say 20 years. This is 20 years in the making. So I just want listeners to know that it's not something you have to, you know, perfect at tomorrow, because you decided today, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to have boundaries, I'm going to say no. It's a process. And do we wax and wane in our, like, in our decisions? Like, today I have these boundaries, and then you're like, oh, somebody asked me to help them do this, and I just couldn't say no. Is that a normal process?
Well, I think, of course it is. And we're human, and I'm a human, even though I practice this every single day. And I'm like, oh, why did I do that? But I think the other piece of it, which is the self-love piece, is forgiving and loving yourself through it. And always trying to do better. We have this culture, you know, we're just so perfectionistic. You know, that was me as well. And I still work at that. It's just keep giving the love, keep forgiving, you know, acceptance of the self and others. Not easy, but a practice, just like you don't go to the gym once or take a pill, or I mean, I guess there is stuff out there. But if you want the real long-lasting effects, you gotta work at it every day.
And I guess the same applies to happiness. So you have to work at the idea of being truly happy and knowing that, you know, from one moment to the next, and I speak from experience because I'm a generally very happy-go-lucky person, but there are moments where like, oh, I'm not in a good mood, or I'm not really happy right now, but I've learned thank goodness through all of the help and the amazing work that people like you do, that you just have to kind of bring it back to center. Is that how it works with happiness as well?
Happiness, self-love, and love are really synonymous. They're synonyms. They seem like different experiences, but they're actually just different perceptions of the same experience. It's the same energy, just seen or perceived through, you know, two or three different lenses. So when you're happy and you're all alone, we call it happiness. But when you're happy and you got into the world, you can't help but share it and get it all over everybody else. We call it love, right? When you're at home and you love yourself, we just call it, you know, self-love. When you go out into the world with that self-love and you just connect with people, they feel it and experience it as love. And so really, we're talking about the same phenomenon, just using different language. That self-love, that happiness, that love is infinite and eternal. It's thoughtless and wordless. It's faceless and formless. It's within you all the time. In fact, it is you. Sometimes we're aware of it, and sometimes we're not. It's kind of like kindness on the inside or truth on the inside. We always have truth on the inside and kindness on the inside. Sometimes we're aware of it, and sometimes we're not. We're not aware of it. We try not to beat ourselves up for it. We just suddenly become aware of it. In fact, when you're not aware of it, and you become aware that you're not aware of it, that is awareness. That already puts you right back into that place and space of peace and love and self-love and happiness. And so, yes, the most important thing we can do is be gracious with ourselves and exercise a little compassion or a lot of compassion.
Wow. On that note, I am going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more on happiness and self-love. This is the Wellness Prescription on 105.9 The Region. Stay with us.
Have a question for Dr. Claudia? Call us at 416-335-1059. Tweet us at 1059 The Region or email us info@1059theregion.com. The Wellness Prescription with Dr. Claudia on 1059 The Region.
You're listening to 105.9 The Region. Welcome back to The Wellness Prescription. Before the break, my guests, Robert Mack and Erica Corman, helped us understand how we can find happiness through self-love, through compassion, and it actually is a work in progress. So don't be alarmed if you wake up tomorrow and you don't have it 100% correct. This is about learning to love yourself and learning to find the happiness and the joy in little things. So Robert, in your book, Happiness from the Inside Out, you explain to readers that being so happy can't be bought, can't be taught. It starts from within. So we've been talking about this. So let's start with, if I were to come to you for services and I were to hire you as my coach, what would be the first thing you ask me to do?
Just start drinking. Just start now. We're not telling you to start drinking. Although that's where some people start, and that's okay. The first thing I think that's most important to recognize is it's okay where you are, no matter where you are. Just start there. And then it's really four steps. And believe it or not, it doesn't need to take you, whoever you are out there, 20 years like it did me to become happier or happy. It can actually be done in about 22 to 66 days based on all the neuroplasticity research. So we can rewire our brains to do it automatically. We just practice every day. We just practice a little every day and we're consistent. There's four steps. I'll keep it brief. But the idea is you want to, first and foremost, try to do more happy activities. And you want to try to do less unhappy activities. So you can outsource or delegate, reduce, eliminate, automate, regulate, or innovate those unhappy activities. Okay. So just try to get them off your plate. I know it's hard, but try. The second thing you want to do is try to surround yourself with happy people or loving people and try to reduce your time spent with unhappy or unloving people. Very simple, but not always easy, right? Third, you want to try to entertain happier and more loving or self-loving thoughts. You do that simply to feel better. When you feel better, your life goes better and you do better. Tons of science to prove that. So try to tell yourself the truthful but better feeling story about everything and everyone just to feel better. And I promise if you do it long enough, it'll become automatic. And then the final piece is a little trickier, but it's a master key. And it's not thinking at all. So Erica spoke to this really beautifully earlier, which is just happiness is easier than you think, literally. We think ourselves out of happiness, the innate intrinsic happiness that we are, that's within us all the time. And we do it simply by thinking about things we can't control, worrying about things that are in the past or in the future. The real challenge and opportunity is to learn to do what you're doing and only that, and not think about what you're not doing or what somebody else is doing. So the key there is to practice not thinking. If you practice that, you'll be blown away at how easy it is to feel the peaceful aliveness that I call happiness anytime you want.
Wow. I think that in itself is the challenge. And Erica, your book just released this year, All Is Well. And I feel like it's just kind of an extension of Rob's book, you know, Happiness, Finding Happiness from Within. And so how do I sit comfortably knowing that doesn't matter where I am in my life right now, all is well, and that is part of my plan? That's a big question and such a big endeavor for a human being to take on, that all is well.
There is a divine plan for all of us that we're not, so this has been a lot of my work as well, we're not in control of everything. We are divinely guided. It's a dance with the universe, God, creator, source, divinity, whatever you want to call it. So it's just getting it, you know, getting in that peaceful place through ways that we both described, and knowing what we're being guided and led. And the quieter you get, I love how Rob's approach is more scientific and mine's more spiritual, although he's very spiritual, because it's a good balance here. So the quieter you get, the louder your intuition gets. And my whole thing is about tuning into the guidance. And then when you do, you can look back at your life and see how everything was divine. I could see all the stages. I'm sure you guys can. And all the everything led you to exactly where you are right now. That's where you're exactly where you're meant to be. Not to say that if you feel it's not a good place, you aren't meant to, you know, excel and move on and all of that. But that comes from actually, I feel like a lot of what we're talking about now is very Eckhart Tolle-like, which is about accepting where you are right now, back to the loving, compassion, forgiveness, self-love, and then you'll be guided. And I've experienced this every day, and people I work with experience this. You'll be given guided action to take, but you got to get quiet and you got to listen and you got to accept and you got to love and you have to keep doing it.
And that leads me to my next question. You know, you talk about forgiveness a lot, and forgiveness is part of the master plan. We must forgive ourselves. We must forgive others. But I gotta be honest with you. I think that's the one I struggle with the most, because I don't know if I'm actually forgiving of things. And what does it mean? What does it look like? Can we forgive and not forget? Do we have to forgive and forget? It's such a broad, you know, area. So I feel like I need to talk a little bit about that. So let's talk about forgiveness.
The way I look at it, you know, guilt, shame, these are all feelings and emotions that are very lower vibration that no one needs. And I go within, you know, I still work with a coach, and we give that to the universe. So universe, God does not want you to hold on to that. So yeah, I think a lot of us, you know, I have a lot of things that I feel I should be shameful or guilty for in my life. You know, it's just like what we keep saying, it's just a constant daily practice. And not to do what we call in the spiritual world, spiritual bypassing, where we just pretend everything is wonderful and great. And, you know, but exploring, sitting with the darkness, you know, that a lot of darkness to sit with, and it keeps coming and coming, and loving it, not staying there, you know, forever, which I'm sure we've all done at points in our life, but accepting it, feeling it, and loving it. Is what's helped for me. And then it passes. You know, so many people are so afraid to feel their feelings, right? That's why we're all doing, and I've done, you know, sex, drugs, everything to get away from our feelings. Now, I find if you just feel them, this is mind blowing. It took me how many years to get here and a lot of inner work, and love them and love you through them, they actually pass. I mean, I just had it yesterday morning. I was doing some deep spiritual work the day before. In my world, we call it upheaval. I woke up in upheaval in the morning, very sad. I'm able now to recognize this is what this is, Erica. It's okay. Kept giving myself love, love, love. acceptance. This is okay. I could still go about my day. By the afternoon, I was flying high again, back to my joy, peace, and ease.
What a great story. And it's about recognizing what you're feeling in that moment and how to talk yourself through loving yourself, through forgiving yourself, off that ledge of making a wrong decision versus a right decision, or being happy versus being unhappy.
For a long time, I thought I was processing emotion when I was mostly thinking about it. I discovered that thinking about what went wrong, why they did it, what part I role I played in that, was really just an avoidance of really feeling my feelings to a large extent, even though I was still really lost in the feelings as well. And so one of the things that I've picked up along the way is, to Erica's point, is noticing what I'm feeling and staying out of the story in my brain about it and sticking to my experience in the body with it. And so, you know, we can use somatic experiencing, right? Which is like, you notice where in the body you feel it. And then you notice, try to describe softly, of course, just noticing, really focusing on the experience of what's the temperature? What color is it? What's the texture? Thoughts will come to the surface, and then you just sort of dismiss and ignore the thoughts and come back to the feeling. You don't need to do that all day. You just do that when it's really intense. And then you can bring your focus and attention back to something like your breath, or, you know, cleaning the floor or folding the clothes, whatever it is. But the idea is, to Erica's really poignant point, is to feel the feelings, not just think them.
We all have spent most of our lives, or we've been taught, or by society, or it just comes naturally, the head, like he was talking about, we think, and it's really the heart. And that's what the world is shifting to as we shift from fear to love. And we need to go into the heart and out of the head.
We're here for the same end goal of finding like personal happiness, you know, family happiness, extended friends and family happiness, and universal happiness. And if we do that, if we go into the heart more than into the head, and I'm guilty as charged, then I feel like we're getting closer to understanding what happiness is, how we can quote unquote manifest it. But I do think, and I'm going to ask both of you this question, should it start with self-love first?
We'll go with Erica, I feel like that's her sweet spot.
I don't see it any other way. I'm open to listening to other people and other people's viewpoints all the time. That is my only answer from my personal life experience. I feel self-love will heal the world. That is one of the goals in my life. People that love themselves aren't doing awful things to the world. So I would have to say yes. I feel you can only love and give to the world. We have it so backward, I feel, in our society. Give, and then you're depleted. And that's what I did my whole life, you know? And I feel we can only give from a full or really overflowing cup. And yeah, and I have to constantly fill my cup.
And I think of self-love in two respects. And she spoke to both of them. You know, sort of one is what we traditionally might think of as self-care. It's care of the body for sure, but we have a body, but we're not our body. It's taking care of the mind. We have a mind, but we're not our mind. We're something that's aware of the body and mind. We might call it awareness. We might call it consciousness. We might call it life force. We might call it God. That's what in the East they call the self, the true self with a capital S, right? So self-love really is God love. It's life love. It's universal intelligence love. It's awareness, love of awareness, which is your essential being, right? And so, you know, if we really want to dive deep and love ourselves, you know, we want to come into the recognition of our true self, which is spirit, non-physical energy, right? And so self and love are really redundant terms. The self is nothing but love, and love is nothing but the self. And so the invitation, the opportunity exists there for all of us. It doesn't need to take a lifetime. It doesn't need to take 20 years. It doesn't even need to take an hour. In this very moment, we can choose simply to feel into the peaceful aliveness or the spirit or source or God that's within us. And we can do it for its own sake. And we will find as a result of that, that we're happier and we're a lot more.
Wow, that is just beautiful. Well, guys, I cannot thank you enough for joining me. I can't believe our time is already up. We'll definitely have to do it again, because self-love and happiness kind of go hand in hand. So we'll definitely have to continue the conversation. But if listeners do want to learn more about either of you, Erica, how can they do that? How can we buy your book?
My book is on Amazon. You could actually, the best way is to go to my Instagram at Erica Corman, and all the info is there. That's all the information on me. If you want to work with me, you can reach out there.
Folks can find me at my website at coachrobmack.com. All over social media, probably most consistently Instagram at Rob Mack Official. And you can find both my books, Happiness from the Inside Out and Love from the Inside Out, everywhere great books are sold, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
You can always find me on Instagram at Claudia_MacKiella or my website, ClaudiaMacKiella.com. That's my show for this week. If you missed it, go to 1059theregion.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, and of course, Audible. I'm Dr. Claudia. Thank you for listening, and I hope this helps you live your best life.
The Wellness Prescription was brought to you by Healthy Planet. Order online at HealthyPlanetCanada.com or go online to find a location nearest you.